Hi there, Gia.
Good morning, Keish. How are we doing today?
Doing okay. Off to a slow start. But
Yes,
yeah,
me as well.
it's Sunday, so
Yeah,
here we are
yeah.
in our jammies.
Well, yeah, I was writing down some notes about fashion in Friday's episode.
Right.
You
Okay.
know, some really cutting comments, and then, you know, and then I realized that, like, ludicrous nature of my saying anything about anybody's fashion
Oh
because
yeah. I don't think people understand really how poorly qualified we are to judge anybody's fashion sense. But on that subject though, Gia, I was sort of rewatching Thursday to refresh my memory, and I was noticing just most everybody except maybe Brit that were all wearing very dark colors and mostly black. And I didn't know if that was a conscious choice on the
A
part of the
symbolic sort of like we're headed to a dark phase at a
I don't
hospital or
know. I don't know. But then in Fridays, Nina had some color on.
Nina was in the all white suit. Yeah, I was gonna ask you what you feel was about. Nina was in all white and Ava was in the mostly black ensemble, which she
With a
frequently
little.
is. But it had the sort of good cowboy, bad cowboy, you know.
Do you think Nina's trying to maybe paint herself as the good cowboy?
Yeah, the sort of the more virginal, like fresh as the driven
Maybe,
snow kind of thing. I don't know. But she looks
possibly.
good. I don't know. I couldn't pull
Sure.
off a white suit
I would
myself.
be, it would be very dangerous, I think, to wear a white suit.
Yeah, unless, you know, you would have to switch to all white dogs.
Yes, I would. And
Yeah.
all white snacks.
Yeah. Wouldn't do it, but yeah, they had dark colors. But yeah, my main, I guess we're just diving into fashion, but my main criticism was what Laura was wearing. She had on that sort of like super 70s ensemble, the long vest thing that kind of reminded me like of my high school guidance counselor.
Yeah, and she was sort of playing that part, wasn't she, also?
Maybe that was the deal. Or one of those like you know, simplicity, easy sew patterns that you think, oh, I can do that, you know?
So you're saying maybe this was just somebody's final exam project from the
Yeah,
fashion school at the wardrobe department.
I thought maybe it was yours. Like you've tried your hand at a few easy stuff. Like, don't they all have the little patterns? Like, I pick them up and they have like a difficulty level or something. You know, I
It's
know it's
all the
beyond
same to
me.
me. It's all impossible.
Yeah, but it like it's not a good look. I don't think it was a good look even in the 70s.
No, true.
I don't know. Just like, yeah, I had like guidance counselor and with unspecified number of cats. Kind of a vibe. But yeah, maybe they were like putting her in the counselor role there. She was being the crone again and leading the intervention, which went nowhere.
Nowhere. That was all very frustrating. It mostly brought out, I don't know, another side of Esme, or maybe it's the same side, just in a different light. But I thought she was very, very bitchy throughout, from there and then all the way to her coffee with Kevin.
Coffee with Kevin, yeah, which I'm not going to mention it, but I did like the cute pot of succulents on the table, but I
I
won't
know
talk
you
about
did. I
it. Yeah,
know. I
super
know. All
cute.
right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, her outfit was weird too, but I kind of gotten used to it because she's always wearing the weird, like that
Yeah.
short dress with like white sneakers or something. I don't
The
know
white sneakers were a
what are they
weird
going
choice.
for.
I don't know. Playfully slutty? Like she
That's
can
what
sleep with your
I'm
husband
always
and
going
then
for
play a
myself.
set of tennis.
I don't know, but you know, she's sitting there having coffee and pretty much her whole you know leg you know the leg portion that suddenly becomes the
The
ass
ass,
is exposed, which
we
on
were very
you
close to an ass cheek there.
somebody like her, that's not a bad look, but we
Sure.
should not try that. We should not try that.
No, I don't think we're ever going to try that
But
ever.
I did feel a little, I don't know, not sympathy, but I had this moment where I thought, oh, I'm glad I'm not married to a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Just cause
right.
I like when she said, don't try to shrink me.
You know, yeah.
Like, yeah,
yeah.
That
but
would
she's
be
also trying to shrink him. So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so those are my fashions. Did you have any other fashion statements you wanted to make?
Well, Maxi had sort of a flowy, like.
Oh, right. Yeah, maybe they like hit kind of a 70s vibe. Yeah.
Maybe. And I didn't mind the outer garment completely, but then underneath that was black again. I thought
yeah.
that, I don't know, I don't think the black is always the way to go. Once
okay.
again, Brooklyn's all in black, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She is. Yeah,
yeah.
That's true. Yeah, I see. I didn't review. I just reviewed up Friday a little bit, so I don't really have to.
Yeah. Well, and I've been ignoring the fashion for a while, so I thought I should start paying attention again.
Yeah, yeah. I know. We got to keep our nails sharp on these fashion things.
We sure do. What nails we have.
Yeah.
So let's see. What else did we have? Maxi had her little powwow with her mom and then with Anna, right? When they were both trying to, I don't know, get somewhere
yeah.
with her regarding.
Yeah, movies. And that's getting frustrating. You know, like,
yeah.
I kind of like when they don't rush storylines, but on the other hand, like,
yeah.
At this point, like, how many people do know what's going on? You know,
yeah.
At what point would it be safer for
right.
the baby to have
right.
to bring in your allies
yeah.
and have them
yeah.
help with it?
Exactly. Yeah, it's no longer useful, this little plot of theirs.
Yeah, yeah, it's just getting a little silly. I mean, I have heard people that talk about, you know, when you feel well, you suddenly
yeah.
feel like, well, I'm feeling so well, I don't need these meds, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't feel like he was in that space where he'd be like, oh, everything's going great, I don't need these meds, you know. You'd
right,
think he'd be
right.
clinging to the meds.
Yeah. Hmm.
So I don't know what they're doing there, but it'll be a crisis that I'm sure Carly will have to step in to talk him back from the brink, because that was kind of her initial entrance
well,
into his world way, way, way back when, right? Was her, you know, they were smashing a lot of glassware back
a lot
when
more yeah a lot
yeah.
more. Yeah, I
and
don't know.
I
That's
think she
gonna
had
be
to,
kind of crucial who finds him, you know, at this lowest point.
Yeah, and brings him back. Oh yeah, that's
yeah.
true. They could be, is it Nina who's gonna pick him up?
Right.
Or Carly.
It would be nice if it was a third person, I think.
Or if they could work together.
yeah.
Third person.
Yeah.
Another love interest? Who could it be?
I don't know. Somebody on a left field who sort of, you know, so he could have a real fresh start. You know.
And move back to Nixon Falls or another
yeah.
cute town, like maybe Pawtuck.
Pawtuck, and maybe, you know, build a new Tano for us.
Yeah, I know. We're gonna have to change the name of this old plog. kind of forgotten the whole Tano thing. Tano.
Don't ever say that, Gia. You love the Tano.
I did love the Tano, but yeah, I guess I can just sort of switch my affection to Charlie's. I don't know.
Oh yeah, okay. And I don't know why we haven't seen Christina. I'm sure they have a reason why we haven't, but
contract reasons probably.
Or
just
something or yeah, but it's time to show us Christina.
Yeah,
and
bring
Charlie.
Us Christina and Charlie's
with
and,
Phyllis.
And show us yeah, with Phyllis. That would be a fun that would be a fun relationship.
It would also be fun if Phyllis saw Sonny, and because she would recognize that he's off his meds.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because she
yeah.
saw that right away when she found him, or they found him, or
Do you
he
think
found
that
them.
Phyllis
whatever.
And Sonny could have a forbidden love?
Wow. That would
it would shake things up.
Yeah, it sure would.
No, I don't think that would work. I'm trying to think of some other female characters that we could rope into this, but I don't think they're going to go that out of left field. But
no, probably not.
But I do see them breaking them up for a while and shaking things up and have. I mean, I don't know. They'll probably find their way back to each other, but But yeah, you're right. I think that's what we're moving towards, is the Sonny's going to need intervention, and yeah. who will ride to his rescue.
Right.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot to get through to him, really. So I don't know if that means it needs to be somebody. I mean, maybe not necessarily, because Phyllis sort of got through to him. But, you know, not just anybody who's going to be able to tell him you need some help.
Yeah, yeah. But they haven't really shown him going manic.
No, not yet.
Which was kind of how he was.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that, I don't know enough about bipolar to know how it looks, you know. But yeah, that could be interesting. Okay. But yeah, I kind of like you, the last few days that we are talking about, it felt like we were just sort of in a holding pattern on a lot of stuff.
Yeah. No real cliffhanger at the end of the week. Right.
I wasn't too into any of it, but still good. Always good. Don't stop, hospital.
No, we don't ever want that. No.
Yeah. Yeah. But, did you have any favorite scenes or anything? I don't know. I apologize. We're not being very exciting today.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry too. I can't think of any real favorite scenes. No.
Oh,
some scenes had potential, you know, like when you see Austin now, you think, oh, this could be something, but
yeah. But yeah, they just kind of weren't doing much with anybody. But
no, I kind of wish, well, I guess I liked it when Maxie let Victor have it, you know, like when she really stood up to him, but I'm still worried about what's going to happen if he figures out who Bailey is, you know.
I think my favorite scene was Esme and Kevin having coffee.
And I guess that got somewhere. I mean, but we know Kevin knows there's something off with her.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like people having coffee at that spot because of
you like the plants.
Yeah, those stag.
What if they just showed that?
So
you'd
cool.
probably enjoy it if they just showed like an empty table there with the plants, just for like a quiet minute, you know, of reflection.
Yeah. Yeah, I would like that. Yeah, but, I wish we had a coffee place around here like that. I have like 8 million Starbucks cards right now that I got for Christmas that I need to. But they don't have. I don't. Well, last time I was at Starbucks, they didn't have any good plants going on or anything.
There was a
Starbucks in Maine that I used to go to that had like a fake fireplace in the middle, and that was sort of cozy and fun.
Yeah. Well. I hope you find a place like that soon, Gia. We don't have a place like that up here either.
You don't have anything where you are. I mean,
no, we don't have anything. It's just cold right now.
You have that cute country store.
Yep.
And they have a coffee area, don't they?
Yeah, they do. You can get coffee there, but you can't really sit there and enjoy it.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, we're dithering off into non-hospital stuff. Now we're just talking about coffee.
Okay. Sorry, everybody.
I'm going to reveal, like, I want us to just end with telling what fashion ensembles we're both wearing right now. Like, what are you wearing?
Well, I've got mismatched pajamas.
Oh, you actually are in pajamas.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm wearing an oversized tie-dye festival t-shirt that was my husband's and sweatpants. And I'm kind of like you now, like I've done a lot of painting and, you know, wall painting. And so everything I have has various colors that we've used in various places.
Yeah, me too. For some reason, I usually have green paint on my ass and I don't know why, but all my pants now. Hot stuff. How am I still single? Please leave comments. Thank you.
Yeah, any comments? Yeah. Okay, we should probably quit while we're not ahead. But all right, let's hope for a little more excitement next week, and we'll get back at this soon.
Yep. Okay. Thanks, Gia.
Right. Thanks, everybody, for hanging with us. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. Bye bye.